Phil Gursky worked for Canada's intelligence agency for over a decade, specializing in Islamic State-inspired violent extremism and radicalization. He's also written The Threat from Within. Thanks a lot for dropping by this
morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's get right to the meat of the matter. When we're talking about terrorism, what is the threat level here in Canada?
Thankfully not as high as it is elsewhere. Like, you know, you hear the attacks in Brussels and the attacks in Paris. So we have a problem here. We've had the attacks back in October of 2014. We've had a few Winnipeggers involved. We've had a few Winnipeggers go about 2007, go to Afghanistan and fight. We've had Aaron Driver arrested most recently in Winnipeg. But I think people need to realize the threat's real and it's serious, but it's not existential. These guys aren't going to overthrow the government anytime soon.
Yeah, so you talk about the people who have gone overseas to fight, and right. Is there a large threat of them returning home to Canada and then causing disruptions here?
Potentially. The research shows that some do come home. Some come home terribly messed up psychologically. Some come home injured. Some come home, you know, been there, got the T-shirt, I don't want to do that again. Research shows about 1 in 9 will plot an act in their home countries. So, the CSIS director says about 180 have gone. So 10%, that's 20 people.
Yeah, now when it comes to radicalization, I mean, you mentioned a few from Winnipeg have been radicalized. Mm-hmm. Does geography or the community you grow up in, how does that really affect how that goes down? Or can it really happen to anyone, anywhere?
Unfortunately, the latter. It can happen to anyone, anywhere. It's not about necessarily mental health issues. It's not about poverty. It's not about lack of education. The three Winnipeggers were at U of M when they left to go to Afghanistan. So it's all about your circumstances, who's in your environment, who's leading you down the pathway. Because people don't self-radicalize. They get this information from somewhere. And increasingly, the online environment is crucial because of the amount of information out there.
There hasn't been a lot of terrorism acts in Canada. Now, right. I assume there's probably more threats than the public realizes. Do the federal agencies do a really good job at deflecting these threats or finding them out before they happen?
Absolutely. So you mentioned a few plots have been made public. The Toronto 18, for example, Samosa, which involved a Winnipegger back in 2010. Most of them are stopped, and thank God for that, because our agencies are very good, RCMP, CSIS, et cetera. We had the attacks in 2014, very small scale, but two people died. Yeah, I think the vast majority of attacks are detected, investigated, and neutralized before they get to that point.
Now, you're talking at a conference tomorrow. You do this a lot lately. Now, who do you talk to? Do you talk to the public? Do you talk to police? What is happening tomorrow? Why don't you tell us
about that? It all depends on sort of the environment. So this one's more sort of geared towards law enforcement, various government agencies here in Manitoba that need to get a better awareness of what the threat is. But essentially, we're trying to educate people. What is the threat? What does it look like? How do you detect radicalization? What are the signs somebody's radicalizing to violence? Because there's a lot of, I guess, a lack of information out there, and we're trying to get a better awareness and a better grasp of what the situation is.
And you also have another book coming out later this year. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, I've written a book on the foreign fighter phenomenon, and actually a lot of Canadian cases in it again, trying to look at why do they go? Why would you fight for Islamic State, for example? And then more importantly, what happens when you come back? And the question, what do we do about it? Do we arrest? Do we do peace bonds? Do we do de-radicalization? What's the solution?
A lot of questions, hopefully some answers. Thanks a lot for dropping by, Phil.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Thank you.